Welcome to the podcast series of Family Insights, powered by the Orthodox Christian Network and Family Life Ministry. We welcome Paula Marchman, Managing Director for the Metropolis of Atlanta Family Life Ministry, and Eleni Alexiou, Managing Director for the Orthodox Christian Network.
So glad we could get together today. It's important to talk about these, you know, quote-unquote Hallmark holidays as they come up and past us.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it takes a Hallmark moment to really focus on things that are important and are also very, can be very painful, just like Mother's Day. It's great to remember our mothers, but there's so much hurt around that. But at least we focus on important issues, and the world we live in is so fast that I call them Hallmark moments, little markers.
Right, right. Well, part of this podcast, the whole series, it really started just based on our years of experience in working with families. I know that we're both not fathers as we speak, but with Father's Day, we wanted to get more of a perspective on fatherhood and the importance of the Orthodox Church. We've covered it at OCN many times through interviews, through blog posts, activities, things of that sort. But even more so, like when we've honed in on the role of what fathers actually have in their people, in their children's faith life and the spiritual development of children, there's been a lot of research out there. Have you ever seen some of the research?
Oh, absolutely. And I see it in sessions in my own life, the importance of fathers. And the generations are changing. I have a lot of young couples that I see in counseling. And, you know, it used to be standard, you know, like, father knows best. Dad goes to work, mom stays home and vacuums with her pearls and heels and takes care of all the children's needs. And dad's the provider and mother's the nurturer. And dads come home and the kids are very respectful. And there's this sense of fear. He's the disciplinarian or the punisher. Big difference. Disciplinarian, we teach. Punishment, we serve a sentence, and we can talk about that in another session. And now it's changing. I see a lot of couples where mom isn't vacuuming at home in pearls and doing all the hard work. She's out there working too, and father is too, or sometimes dad's home and is the nurturer. And so the roles are being balanced. And the expectations, how do we run this home? And so we have a generation who's trying to work that out, not only by their experiences as children growing up in homes where dad would come home and almost be invisible, you know, in front of the television set for those of us who are a little older, and mom's still doing everything. Things are really changing, and to me, it's exciting to see that it's not so gender-specific. I love it when dads are there and present and just very focused and interactive with their families, with their wives, with their wife and their child.
Well, we talked about doing something on Father's Day. It made me think more about what our faith is like with our dads and what it means to go to church, like you've said, in our own life and with our own kids. So I did a lot of just research and trying to figure out what that means, and I found some really interesting statistics that there's a lot of evidence that points to that. If a Christian father attends worship service, let's say they go on a regular basis, even if they don't go every week, that the rest of the family actually follows. So if the father and the mother, let's say, go regularly, they only found something like 33% that children would actually go regularly to be churchgoers, let's say in their 40s or 50s, which would leave less people going irregularly. But it was actually the father, if they found that if the father was the person that was going, even if the mother didn't go, even just to church, so we're talking about that's a part of a spiritual development and faith, that would encourage their children to take actual cues and actually become churchgoers, whether that's regular or irregular. If the father regularly went, regardless of what the mother had done, more than two-thirds of children actually became regular church participants, whatever way that might be.
So what you're saying is when fathers take their families to church, specifically their children, there's a higher increase in those same children growing up and being present and active in their church life. Is that what you're saying, Eleni?
Right. So if the dad takes faith seriously, if they take their faith seriously in God, yeah, then the message to their children is that God is here. He does make a difference. You can take God seriously.
Right.
And that seems, that role seems to follow through in the children's lives. Statistically, now I know, you know, everyday life is different. It's not a statistic. I know that. But if the Christian worldwide view is something that we're talking about is different in today's society and culture, then the importance of fatherhood and the spiritual development of children and the life, the faith life that Orthodox Christians have, it's really, really important.
Well, and that makes sense to me because fathers have power, whether they realize it or not. They have power to shape their children's world. And when we, as parents, are haphazard and we don't have focus and we don't work together, if it's a two-parent home and we don't work together and the children don't see, hey, mom and dad are parenting us focused, intentionally, serious, because our actions and behaviors are constantly, constantly shaping our children's world tomorrow. So that makes sense that it's a priority. As parents, the number one is that we lead our children to Christ, that we have Christ-centered lives. And Christ is the husband, and the church is the wife representative, right?
Right.
And so that makes sense that it's focus, it's this is important, and therefore dad's attending. It's important. That makes sense because parents who are haphazard without focus, also research shows their children feel unprotected, insecure,
right,
and they're unsure of their worth. Who do we turn as adults when we feel unprotected, insecure, unsure of our worth? It tells me something's going on with my relationship with God the Father and
exactly,
the Son and the Holy Spirit, right?
That's
and
exactly
so
true.
That would be a natural fallout for a human, no less a child.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
children are watching all the time. And so you are important enough, this family is important enough for me and your mom to lead you to God, not just on Sunday mornings, but through the markers of the church. I love how the church is consistent and there, you know, like the gospel readings, the epistle, the full circle of the church year. And it creates in us, it's like a sphere. If you've ever read Wounded mm-hmm. by Love, I want to read that again. It creates a sphere of life. And we have our children and our family in this sphere circling around the church's year. And those markers are key. And when dad's involved and mother and it's intentional,
mm-hmm.
how could it not, Eleni, how could it not affect your own children? And doesn't mean everything's perfect. And
right.
You know.
Right. No, I think something that you said is really spot on. It's the intentional time that we spend. All parents, obviously, whoever's listening to us, that's the important piece of the puzzle, of finding that intentional moment to be with your children. And I think for fathers, especially around the time of Father's Day, everyone's reminded of those little moments that you have with your children or your grown children and what that means. If somebody is actually going to invest in their children's lives and be part of it, our faith helps us with that if we're involved. We're talking a little bit about what it means to be involved versus be present. As a father, if you're involved and you're going to church, what does that mean?
Yeah.
For everybody, it means something different.
And it means sitting and standing and being there with your children. And I know, God bless them, a lot of men and women serve on the parish councils in our churches. They serve on committees and so forth. And that's great, and it's good to have that involvement. But when we're in worship and we're in liturgy, you standing next to your child and holding them and pointing, you know, this is what's going on now. You know, this is what this means. And really being present physically and spiritually, key.
All right. It plays a primary role, regardless of what the age is of a child. And it will continue to grow into what their lives are in the future. It's not going to be a direct correlation. I think our challenge today for people that are listening, if you're not a father, share the podcast with a father. And this series is important for families. That was the whole part of why we tried to do this.
Well, if they're not a father, they may be a godfather,
right,
or an uncle, or yeah, someone who's helping.
Absolutely.
You know, a single parent family. Kids feel safe and valued and loved when fathers invest in their lives, in their growing up. And it, you know, some days are better than others and more focused, but always, every morning, new day.
I just encourage everybody to try to be honorable and reconsider priorities always. I think everybody can learn from that. But Father's Day, we wanted to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, regardless of what piece you celebrate, and also try to realign yourself with God's commandments. That's the easiest way to bring your Orthodox faith back into your life and your families.
Keep your eyes on the Lord, and He will direct you, and He will direct your fatherhood.
Thanks for listening and joining us. We'll be back every other week to fit into your busy time schedule. You can find us at myocn.net and at Family Life via the links below. This program is brought to you by the Callas Foundation, Family Life Ministry, and the Orthodox Christian Network.